This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret. Think you wanna know a dirty little secret about a secret little show?
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for fucking Friday.
Somebody's a little excited.
Well, look, I hate to say that I'm excited because I'm not excited to not be with listeners, but I am excited to not get up at 4:15 for 2 weeks. I mean,
must be nice.
It is nice. It is nice, Nicole. Nicole, I am actually really sorry. It's such a
don't worry, Coco. I can't speak for Sarah. I definitely did a lot of shifts while everyone went, "Have a good one, Vin."
Yep, I'm out of here.
Those were my early days, and that's. But those
every
things
holiday,
pay off.
Every weekend.
No, it's
stay
all good.
The course.
I wake up later. I don't have to be here as early to send.
That's
you
true.
Got
you
prep
don't have to do
and everything.
All the
so it's like it still is a vacation for me.
Because you only have to get up at 5 instead of at 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
What time do you get up most days?
3.
Good Lord, that's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Awful. Because you are the only one who has to commute in most days. I mean, we're going to start doing that again.
Banisha.
Yeah.
How long does it take you in the morning? Half an hour? An hour?
What it depends on traffic. There seems to be a lot of construction now during that time. And there's like, what is it? 2 lanes on the Bay Bridge now that are always closed in the morning right at my exit. So yeah. That backs it up. So I just leave at 3 to give me some
morning,
time to get here.
Ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah,
I know because I gave up trying to beat you in a long time ago. Like every time I get on our little Google Hangouts and, you know, good morning, sunshine, you know, good, happy 3 more days till Friday, you know, that kind of thing. And she always hits me right back.
Yeah.
Always. I'm like, wow, boy, I got in
here
at 4:20.
I'm here.
Yeah, she's there. Sending those. Sometimes I've already got all my emails in my inbox from you with all the stories and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, you do have one other job to do while we're gone, and that is
go on a fucking date.
Get laid.
I'm working.
Get
on
laid.
It.
Actually, get laid should be the job, but I guess
I got
probably
weeks.
HR would be really
yeah,
mad if
a,
I required
yeah, start
that.
Start slow.
Actually, yeah. I'll start writing Stacy now. Let me just.
Yeah, that's great idea. Way to wrap me out, Vin.
Start writing our apology note now.
Yeah. All right. So yesterday we had Mo on, so we didn't get to touch on this at all, which means that it's been 48 hours since you sent a message at, I'm going to say it was V. Hale and Vinny's fault that you sent this thing. I had nothing to do with it.
Oh, right. I don't remember chanting, send it. I was the one who added asking for a friend.
Yeah, that was genius. So this guy super
mm-hmm.
liked you.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know his name? Did we get a first name?
Do we want to share that? We don't have to
share
that.
Let's not share that.
Also, I can't look it up. And we'll get into that.
He blocked you?
Yeah.
he blocked you? How'd you go
he
from...
He blocked you!
Well, he like...
From
he
sexy
never,
flirting to...
He never like responded to me, and so then...
But he read it.
I guess. He never responded to me, and so then he... when they have 24 hours from when I send the message. They have 24 hours to respond or it expires. So it expired, but they still kind of, these matches still kind of hang out there in like a gray box. Like they disappear. I can't interact with them anymore. But I can still see them on past people
so
who I liked. But he's not there anymore.
Could still interact with you?
You have the option, I guess, to re-like somebody. Because that has happened to me.
But
recently.
If you've left them on grayed out,
yeah.
They can't come to you. You're the last person
they would have to come
wrote.
To me, I think. That part's a little confusing. But so I was like scrolling through to see. Because I messaged three other guys after that just
really?
To see like what I can
Whoa,
get.
Overachiever.
Nothing happened wow. at all.
What did you write to
Extra
them,
credit.
Though?
One guy said that he...
Fishing with a net.
He
Good job.
Basically would... rather have dessert than dinner. Like he really likes
just
dessert.
Fuck? Is that what it is?
Yeah. So that's exactly what I said. I'm like, so you want to fuck? Nothing
okay.
happened. Nothing happened
that's
with that.
It.
But yeah. you said, do you want
to
fuck?
Yeah. And nothing happened. He didn't respond to me, but he didn't block me. I think the oh. guy where I said, send a dick pic, he blocked me.
You think that one's over, huh?
Yeah.
That, I thought it was so
It
cute.
Was a great experiment.
Except we maybe blew a super like for you. Yeah. I mean, God.
Do you want to hear one that I sent yesterday?
Yes, I do.
This is a very cheesy pickup.
Okay, but hold on though.
Let's get ready for
What
this.
Did they say to you to begin with?
No, they
They
can't
just
say...
like you and then you
yeah,
have
so
to...
in Bumble, okay. Guys can't send a message first. It has to be the girl. The girl has to make the move first. And then once the girl makes a move, the guy has 24 hours to respond. And if he doesn't, then the match disappears. It expires.
Just gone.
Yeah. So that's what's been happening to me is I've been messaging, starting all these matches, and then nothing happens.
Oh, I actually am getting kind of annoyed with this.
Yeah. So this one I sent yesterday, I said, because this guy was pretty cute. He has really nice teeth. I think he's a dental hygienist or a dentist. Dentist.
Let's hope he's a dentist.
Why?
I don't know, but he's like very like... sad. I think he just went through
he's
a breakup.
Sad.
He's a sad dentist.
He's a sad dentist. So I just said, I ought to complain to Spotify for you not being named this week's hottest single. Get it? Because he's single. And
did you make that up?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I really had to contemplate that one. He liked it. He liked it. So I got one.
So you got a response. You just got a like, though.
No, he like responded and goes,
well,
wow.
What'd he say?
He said, wow, okay, that's a good one. Never heard of that before. Like,
yeah, that's a really good one.
Really?
Nikki. Maybe you should be writing like greeting cards and stuff.
Super cheesy. So I went for the cheesy.
I like it.
The cheesy route. But yeah, nothing from the dick pic guy. And I was texting V about it.
let's hear what V had to say about
she
it.
She just, she, it was all caps, like fuck this and fuck that. So very
that's,
aggressive.
Well, that's surprising.
Very aggressive.
Hey, so are you chatting with this dentist guy? You guys have an ongoing thread happening?
Yeah, well, it started yesterday, so we'll see. Maybe I can get a date.
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
all
right.
I really want you to have a nice day.
It's
but
so
make
weird
sure.
that so she is a great-looking, nice person, and the idea that she's not like...
I know.
Maybe I can get a date makes no sense. It's mind-blowing.
Honestly, if that's the experience that Nicole is having, like, how is anyone getting anything on these things?
Well, and then I heard, like...
You asked for a dick pic. Maybe he's got a really small one.
Maybe. I think I, like, scared him.
Do you think he looked at his phone and he's going, how does she know I got a tiny todger?
I think
how
so.
Does she know? She sniffed it out!
Damn it.
So, V joined a different... V did join. Maybe next time we have her on, she can go into further detail. But she joined.
Did she join truckerbitches.com or something? Like what was, what's
no,
her?
She joined Hinge, which is different than Bumble.
What's
so,
the difference?
You don't. Anybody can make the move. It's not.
Oh.
But you're limited on swiping. So what she put in all caps is you have to pay to have unlimited swiping. You only get a certain amount. For free. And then if you want to just keep swipe, like on Bumble, you can just keep swiping throughout the day. Whereas on Hinge, you only have like, I don't know, let's say five. You only have five swipes. So you have to be cautious about how
you
many
don't
swipes.
Wanna, yeah, you got to really like someone.
Worthy.
Yes. So okay. She, unless you pay, and she just is like fucking dumb in all caps. I will not give you $0 in all caps.
She's that's solid English. Yeah. So how much does the Hinge cost?
And then she put in all caps, not that thirsty.
She's pretty fucking
thirsty. Yeah, she's thirsty. I mean,
she's got a drink in her hand every time I see her.
She specifically said, I need dick, dude.
She did. She said it that bluntly.
Now I just said it.
Yeah, but unfortunately,
you're not that too. You punk.
You know what? I have it here on the backup. I can get
cheese
that.
And rice. Make a pack. If you don't quit playing back or capture that, I won't.
All right. Deal.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, I believe you. I'm fully.
Yeah. So that's.
I wouldn't know how to pull it off this thing if you paid
asking
me.
For a dick pic is like, let's just get this awkwardness out of the way. Let's just go for it.
Yeah.
And then,
come on. Let's go for it. Yeah. I bust into the club. You know, I start tearing it up.
It's hard to know what. Whatever. This is the problem. This is where there is a problem, in my opinion. It's when you're texting with someone and you don't know each other. And you don't know that they're laughing or that it's a joke.
Totally
true.
Exactly.
And or more importantly, you don't know that it could be a setup. Like, okay, here's my, D pic, and then it turns out that's some, one of his buddies named Frank, who now has a picture of his dick.
Or somehow it's a cop or the girl's underage.
Whatever. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, oh,
maybe that's what they thought. Maybe they thought I was a cop or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what he's getting in his inbox. In general,
that's true.
So it's hard to gauge whether or not that's within the realm of normal, or if that's just completely outrageous.
Right? Is that a standout, or is that just run of the mill? Everybody wants to see my dick. God, I have to keep showing it to people.
So popular.
Yeah, my dick is very popular.
But yeah, nothing happened, and I was cracking. I was just cracking up when I was texting me about it yesterday morning.
Yeah, she's that girl. I really feel like we've discovered a very rough diamond. she needs us, and we need her. She's great.
Yeah,
I really enjoy her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm really bummed for you. I don't know if I should be.
No,
maybe
you shouldn't,
you're not bummed.
Because I'm not bummed. I just think at this point it's just fucking hilarious. Like.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
You know, it's hard because in person, like at a bar, like I can easily talk to a stranger.
Yeah.
But on here, I feel like I'm overthinking it because,
yes,
like Vinny was
time.
Yeah, because like Vinny was saying, it's hard. You can't really convey your personality over this
text.
So it's
right.
Like me, it's like maybe I'm coming off like just so like basic, like how's your day going, blah blah blah. It's like I don't know where. And then in V's case, she might be like, I need the dick.
Right. In all caps.
So
and guys are like, ah, I'm afraid of you.
Wipe your butt and get over here.
Yeah. Get one of those disposable wet wipes.
I'm texting her.
Rub it all over your asshole and bring your dick to me now.
I'm texting her a screenshot of one of these guys' profiles because the profile picture is just so fucking hilarious.
Text it to me too. I want to see it.
I said,
I love that you guys have a little burgeoning friendship.
Here, I'll just don't say his name, but
okay,
just like the name. I sent it in the group chat with
this.
The four of us.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on. I'm looking. Oh.
See, this is what I'm like.
This is who you're dealing with,
yeah.
Huh? You know, he's trying to be. Okay. He looks like he might be Persian. He's got the heavy human eyebrow. Like, I can't really tell.
Is this the dentist?
No, this is just some random guy that just popped up.
So yeah, he's a giant no for me,
yeah,
but you know,
that's a no.
Just,
okay. That's a no.
You know, I kind of like it. Like, it looks like I can't tell where that is, but the ocean's behind him and he's laying like on a rock wall. And
looks like Lake Tahoe, to be honest.
I guess it kind of does. Yeah, like that could be heavenly across. I don't know, whatever. So he's laying there. It's a sunny day. He's got like a polo shirt on and what may be looks like striped shorts. His keys maybe are buckled to his belt. That's a little weird. Close cropped hair.
Keys are buckled to nice. His belt.
He's got nice. That. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's got nice, nice smile.
Looks like it could be a fake background. Like
I kind of.
Like it does look fake.
It does look fake.
He went to Target and got this picture taken in the studio.
28-year-old dude. You know what? I said give this guy a chance. He could be nice. He looks like he's fun.
Don't do it, Nick.
Awkward, do it, Nikki.
I already,
you already swiped the other way.
I'm gonna go with this San Francisco firefighter. How about that?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Send that picture to us. Send that picture. I want to see that picture.
He knows how to work a hose.
This guy right here.
And hose. What?
He looks like he's too close to his mom.
Yes, right.
He definitely does look like he baked muffins this morning and is putting them into a cloth-lined basket to bring over to mommy's house.
He looks way too close to his mom.
Oh, this guy. Hold on. Let's have a look at this guy. This guy's, how do you know he's a firefighter?
His second pick is, he's in uniform.
Yeah, I'll do this guy.
Nice. Also a polo shirt. Maybe Mexican dude? What do you think?
I don't know. Hard to tell.
Has like an olive complexion.
Why?
Dark
Are you saying that
because
he has a Corona
back.
Beer in his hand? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, that's why, Vinny. No, I'm just trying to describe this person to people listening. So he's got it's a white polo with like black collar and black band around the sleeve.
I love the scary photobomb in the back.
Yeah, the lady behind him is definitely participating in this photo.
I have another one coming your way. Hold on.
Oh, all right. Oh, my goodness. I like that. So that guy
is this guy? Does this guy have? Is that the people behind him, or does he have a mullet?
I think it's the people behind him.
Okay, next guy is definitely a serial killer. He's got dead eyes. Do not.
He's got dead eyes for sure. Yeah.
Listen, I'm sorry, but the guy's name is Vlad. I'm sorry, Vlad, but no.
All of his pictures are that same face. It's just
got
a different couch.
He has the opposite of a monobrow. His eyebrows are so far apart. I feel like he maybe got Botox. And he's gonna kill you. He's definitely gonna kill you. Yes, Vinny.
So Coco.
Yeah.
This guy John matched with you. Sorry, did I just? I shouldn't have said that, right?
It's all right.
It's fine.
Okay. Not only
that's like a Smith. It's like Smith.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, no, but on this show, it's like the name. Like everybody goes with
John's.
That's true.
On top of him already fitting in perfect by name, I like him best.
Okay.
I don't think either of these two other guys are even worth another minute of your time.
Well,
last
one I kind of sent as a joke.
the Vlad guy?
Yeah.
I like him.
Can I say his description? Am I giving too much info if I say, is that what people do? Is that what they say?
You can type as much as you want.
It says guitarist at School of Rock. Who murders
people. Oh, that part, that's
people.
Supposed to be like your school or what your job title is.
Oh.
So you don't have to put that. So that's probably a joke.
It's funny, that's cute.
So I think he wants to tell you that he plays guitar. He's a white guy. He looks like a Russian dude. Like he looks like he could be in the Russian mafia. Receding hairline. He's not bad looking, but he's kind of scary looking.
Where'd I get the name Vlad the Impaler? What's that from?
That's a historical figure.
It is, isn't it?
Sure.
Is that like from an
so.
Iron Maiden song? Where'd I learn about that?
I learn a lot about history from Iron Maiden songs, so I'm going to say that's where we learned about it. Look up Vlad the Impaler. It's definitely one of those names is like, oh, yes, of course, Vlad the Impaler. That's this guy.
Vlad Dracula.
Vlad Dracula the Impaler? As in he impales you with his teeth and sucks
Vlad,
your blood?
Vlad, most commonly known as Vlad the Impaler or Vlad Dracula.
Oh. Let's hear this.
He's often considered one of the most important rulers in the history of Romania.
Oh, Vlad the Impaler.
Romania.
Of course, that's where I'm from. Romania. Whatever their accent.
Oh, here's another thing.
I want to suck your blood.
I feel like there's a lot of like models on here. I'm not
models?
Interested in this guy,
what
but I'm sending
models?
You another one.
Okay, send us one.
There's a lot of guys who post their headshots.
This guy's cute.
Well, it's probably your best look, right?
Yeah, but I'm just like
ever taken.
That guy is Shawn Mendes's better looking younger brother.
Yes.
He's only 22. I don't think
he's. No, really. I'm not into that. But
he's beautiful, though.
Oh, lovely. My God. Sorry, you said Shawn Mendes' little brother. His next picture is with him in a guitar, playing the guitar.
Well, of course, this guy. He looks like.
Looks like he's in a High School Musical, the musical
guy
series.
Named Corey Hart, who did I Wear My Sunglasses at Night.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That guy, give this guy a pair of sunglasses. That's this guy. Just beautiful. Just a pretty white boy with dimples.
You know what his favorite quality in a person is?
Oh, what is it?
I love a girl that doesn't even need a boy.
Yeah, you're on a dating app, so.
Okay.
You should write him and be like, I don't need you.
Here, I'll match with him and see if it's a match. Oh, my God, it's a match.
there you go, right. Coco.
Just say, when is One Direction performing again?
Okay.
Can you get me backstage? Don't,
can't wait to see you on stage.
Hey, Coco,
again.
Don't do stuff Sarah tells you to do here. Don't do it. She never dated.
That is true. You should
never
dated. Never. You know what you should do? Don't listen to me.
Right.
That's what you should do.
That's the bad advice.
Yeah, that's the bad advice. This guy looks freshly powdered. This is definitely like he's an actor or something.
Mm-hmm.
It says he's some kind of an engineer.
Deep dimples, huh?
Geodetic engineer at what's BKF?
I have no idea.
Brigham Kung University.
Right. Oh yeah, that's it.
Okay. Well, then I figured it out.
Oh, Brigham Kung University.
I didn't say Kung. I said Kung, like Kung Fu.
Oh, sorry. Oh, so different.
Yes, I know.
So that's the world of dating.
Yeah, that sucks.
Dating apps.
It does seem like it sucks.
You match with them though. That's good.
Hey, we'll get that, John.
Were you guys sad when Zane left the band? yeah, get that, John. I like the John guy too.
Okay.
I'm with Vinny on this. Definitely not Vlad the Impaler. We're not going with that guy. All right, let's get to a bad advice here because I know we're. Oh, gee, no, 2 minutes left. Are you kidding me? Cheese and rice. Let me see if I have a short one. Okay, this one's short and sweet.
Right.
And this is a problem at work. Hello, everyone. Don't say my name. I made a big life decision and would like your input. He's already made the decision, by the way. I have been at my office job for the past 7 years. It's great. I get along great with my manager. The problem is the new guy. My coworker is a computer nerd who has understood the inventory system and process like no one else. My problem is he, like I, am the only guys in the office. He does not present a professional image as required as I do. A little bit weird English in here. From the little things like he wears his Harry Potter lanyard that's attached to his car keys around his neck to not combing his hair, and he arrives to work with flat spots on his head. These things drive me crazy as I make sure to keep my inner nerddom inside me and not present that in the office. I make sure to comb my hair, but I get away from the point. As upset as I am with him, it's my manager's fault as well, or not her fault as she has allowed this behavior to continue for the past year. I am sad to leave, but for my mental health, I have to. How crazy am I?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like really bothering
you. Who gives a
you?
Shit about this guy?
Yeah.
He's getting the job done. You love everything else about the office. People,
I've said this can't... for a long time, many years, and it's something that your teachers told you in elementary school, but keep your eyes on your own fucking paper, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you, what is your problem?
Well, it's too late. He left.
I know, but none of that is your, like, this is weird. We can help him going forward. Mind your own business.
Yeah.
Do you.
Yep.
It's not about you keeping, you know, the other people in whatever standard you've set. It's about you doing you in the business place, which should, if you're doing all the right things, help you rise up through the ranks. And if people next to you are slackers, that's all the better for you.
Yes.
It you just have makes so you much room to shine. Unless it's like this person's very toxic in the workplace. Then maybe.
He's not really saying that. He just
he's
said he doesn't like the flat spots on his head.
Yeah, like
and
he
his
has
nerdy
Harry
lanyard.
Potter, and he can't brush his hair. Like
none of that should matter to him at all.
Mm-hmm.
If you were saying to me, He always put my number on billboards every time I changed it. Or he's letting the air out of my tires every single Friday night.
Yeah.
Like, I can't drive home because this guy keeps screwing me over.
Or he
on
can't
Fridays.
Do, or he can't do his job right, so I have to stay late to do it. Then that's different. Right.
But these are just silly things.
Yeah.
You just don't like the way this guy looks. You don't like that there's another guy in the office.
Well.
He wants all the girls to himself.
Yeah, he wants all the girls to himself. Mm. Well, now he's got none of the girls because he left. Yeah, you are crazy. That's how crazy you are. Brittany, anything to add to that before we wrap this up?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Why do you care if somebody else, if he doesn't look presentable? You're quitting because your coworker doesn't look presentable? That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, you changed the whole course of your life over this guy's bad hair?
Like, who the fuck cares, man?
Yeah. Call your manager and beg for your job back. That's our advice to you.
There you go.
Just like put blinders on so you can't see this guy. All right, you guys, listen, we're off for 2 weeks. Have a great time. There are plenty of old secret shows that you can go back and listen to if you really miss us. Call Nikki. She's going to be at work all week, 800-400-3697. She's not getting a vacation. And have a good one. Love you guys, and I'll miss you a lot. I'll see you soon.
Love you, too.
The end.